Thank God for the wonderful guidance of the Lord.
感谢神美好的带领。
We can pass a year peacefully.
我们能够平安地度过一年。
And then we can get together over here at the year end to worship the Lord.
然后能够让我们在这年终的时候来这里聚集来敬拜神。
Shall we turn to Luke chapter 5?
让我们看到路加福音第五章。
Luke chapter 5:1-2.
路加福音第五章第一卷第二节。
Luke chapter 5:1-2.
路加福音第五章第一跟第二节。
So it was as the multitude prayed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret too.
第二节。
And saw two boats standing by the lake. When I read those verses and this phrase, two boats standing by the lake, really make me pause. Pause for a while.
当我在读这段经节的时候，看到第二节讲到他见有两只船弯在湖边，就让我能停下来思想了一下。
Because it made me see a very beautiful picture.
因为它让我看到了一个非常美丽的景象。
Especially Chinese translation says that two boats not only stand, it's a curb at the lake.
在中文的翻译呢，讲到是有两只船弯在湖边。
This word curb make the photos really alive.
这个字弯呢，这个让这个景象更生动。
This verse made me think of the Victoria Lake in Africa.
这一节呢，让我想到了在非洲的维多利亚湖。
You can see boats laying on the shore, birds flying around, seaweeds growing in the shallow water, and the trees at the bank.
让我们可以看到船着停在湖边，然后飞鸟在天空，然后看到海带的生长，还有背后的树。
So really, this verse brings me a very beautiful scenery.
所以这一节这个经节的确带给我很美好的景象。
Continue following. I noticed that from verse 1 to verse 11, they are totally five pictures.
所以继续看下去，让我从第一节到第十一节，我看到了五个景象。
Three pictures.
有三个景象。
Number one is again, two boats curved at the lake, and far not too far away from the boats.There were some people washing the nets.
所以第一个景象就是第二节讲到的，有两只船弯在湖边，然后在不远的处，有人呢在那边洗网。
Now, second photo is that Jesus sitting on a boat not far from the shore and speaking to the multitude at the shore.
第二个景象就是耶稣坐在船上，在离岸不远的地方坐在船上教训众人。
Third picture is that two boats was full of fish, almost sinking but did not sink, and slowly heading to the shore.
第三个浮的景象呢，就是两艘船都装满了鱼，然后甚至要鱼多到甚至要让船沉下去，但是并没有沉下去，但是。然后他们慢慢地往岸边来开。
We shall share these three pictures, and try to learn something for mutual encouragement.
所以我们从这三幅景象来做互相的勉励。
So we can see that Jesus. Let's read verse 2 again.
那我们再看第二节一次。
And saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them, and was washing their nets.The Bible talk about Jesus came to the lake and he saw two boats lying down over there.
在这里记载着耶稣来到湖边，看到两艘船弯在湖边。
These two boats belong to Simon, Peter, and John and James.
这两艘船是属于西门彼得还有约翰跟雅各的。
They caught nothing in that particular night.
在那个晚上呢，他们并没有抓到什么东西。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道的呢?
Please read verse 5.
我们看到第五节。
And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. So you see, there was empty two boats.
所以我们从第五节可以知道， 那两艘船是空的。
And then people were washing the nets.
然后人们在洗着的网。
You see, sometimes for you to go out in a boat and come back to caught nothing, to me sometimes is quite in an ordinary too.
有时候让我觉得，让我们将船开出去，但回去抓不到任何东西的回来，有时候也是很平常的。
Not very ordinary.
不是很平常
的。I was once on a lobster catching boat.
有一次我在在抓龙虾的船上。
When the fishermen take back the net, even though they do not catch any lobsters, they might still find some crab inside it.
所以当那渔夫呢收网之后，就算他们没有抓到龙虾，他们也会抓到一些其他的东西。
They will catch some very valuable.We call it noni, noni in Japanese, very valuable sea creature.
所以就算没有抓到龙虾，他们也会抓到一些蛮有价值的，像是海胆。
乌尼啊。
乌尼是海胆。
But they caught nothing according to the Bible.
但是在这里，从圣经我们知道他们什么都没有抓到。
And this kind of experience also reoccurred in John chapter 21.
同样的事情发生在约翰福音第二章。
At that time, Jesus also was not with them. Jesus was not with them at that time.
那时候也是耶稣并没有跟他们同在。
They labored all night and they caught nothing.
他们劳碌了整晚，但是却什么都没有抓到。
We know that Peter was called Galilean.
我们知道彼得是加利利人。
They are fishing at the Lake of Galilee.
他们在加利利海来打鱼。
The Lake of Gennesaret is also the Lake of Galilee.
在这里第一节讲到了格尼撒勒湖，也就是加利利湖。
They are very experienced fishermen.
他们是非常有经验的渔夫。
They fish at the best time, which is night time.
他们在最好的时机来。
But they caught nothing.
但他们却抓不到什么。
So it really teaches us that without Jesus Christ's blessing, our effort, our experience, cannot guarantee our success.
所以我们从这里学到了，如果没有耶稣的同在跟祝福的话，我们没有办法保证我们的成功。
That's why it reminds us what is recorded in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6.
这也提醒了我在撒迦利亚书第四章第六节。
The Lord Holds says that not by power nor by might, but by my spirit.
这里神说到，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠着神的灵。
It also reminds us what is recorded in Ecclesiastes.
也提醒我了在传道书。
It says that those who run fast may not win the race.
那些跑得快的人不一定能够赢得。
Those who are strong may not win the battle.
强壮的不一定能够战胜。
Those who are wise may not earn the bread.
聪明的不一定能够得到食物。
Those who are skillful may not earn the pleasure, may not earn the favor.
有才能的不一定能够得到喜悦。
Really, everything comes to them is depends on the chance that was given by God.
的确，所有的事情我们能够得到都是从神的。
If God gives us good opportunity, we are able to catch more fish.
如果神给我们机会，我们就可以得到更多的鱼。
That's why it also reminds us what is recorded in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
这也提醒我在箴言第五章第三节。
3 verse 5.
箴言第三章第五节。
It says that trust in the Lord with all your heart.
你要专心的仰赖神。
Do not rely on your own understanding.
要依靠自己的聪明。
Acknowledge him in every way you go.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。
Then he will direct your path.
他必指引你的道路。
This is the Christian living's guideline.
这是基督徒的生活的指南。
We really need God's blessing.
我们的确需要神的祝福。
Not only our effort.
不只是靠着我们自己的力
量。Because with humans' effort, we can caught nothing.
因为凭着人的力量，我们抓不到什么。
But you see, even though they caught nothing, they still fulfill their duty by washing their nets.
但是我们虽然看到他们没有抓到什么，但是他们还是尽了他们的力量在洗。
A lot of time when we fail to do one thing, we tend to give up.
有时候当我们 失败的时候，我们会想要去放弃。
When we feel disappointed, we may lose our hope.
我们当我们感到绝望的时候，我们就会失去了我们的希望。
But from this picture, we know that even though they caught nothing, they still have hope for the next time.
但是从这里我们可以看到，虽然他们抓不到什么东西，但是他们还是有对下一次有的希望。
Because even though this time they caught nothing, it doesn't mean next time they will not catch anything.
因为并不表示着他这次抓到什么东西，下一次就也是抓不到。
Can you imagine that if they give up washing the nets at that time, are they able to catch two boats of fish hours later?
但是如果我们看到，如果当时他们没有洗的网的话，他们在几个小时之后有办法再去抓那满两艘船的鱼吗
？Because later on the Bible mentioned that their nets are breaking. Were breaking.
因为圣经也记载的那些他们的网险些要裂开。
So you see that you know human being, even though we encounter difficulties, we catch nothing, we still need to have hope. We still need to fulfill our duty.
所以从这里我们可以看到，作为人呢，我们如果就算没有得到什么东西，我们还是要对下一次有的希望。
Hope is very critical in our life.
因为在我们生命中，希望是非常重要的。
The Lord promised that the hope of a righteous man will be result with gladness, happy.
圣经也告诉我们，义人的希望呢，就会带到喜乐。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 28.
那我们看到箴言第十章第二十八节。
Proverbs 10:28.
箴言第十章第二十八节。
Proverbs 10:28.
箴言第十章第二十八节。
The hope of the righteous will be gladness. So, you know, God will bless the righteous person.
神会祝福给义人。
The hope which is in accordance with the will of God, will come true.
循着神旨意的盼望呢，就会得到实现。
So we shall be looking forward to the gladness.
所以我们就应该要盼望着这喜乐。
You see, Book of Ecclesiastes teaches us.
在传道书教导我们。
Everything that connect to the living one always have hope.
所有的事物呢，跟神
跟活人相连的，都是有希望的。That's why a living dog is stronger than a dead lion.
所以一条活的狗呢，比死的狮子还要强。
Because a dog, even though it's weak, is still alive. A lion, even strong, is dead already.
就算是狗，它不是那么的强壮，但是它是活着的。但是像狮子那么强壮，它确实。
See, a living one, no one day he will die. He still have sense. He still have understanding.
当有生命的呢，只要他还活着，他就还有，
But the dead one knows nothing.
但是这个死的却已经什么都不知道。
Their hatred, their love, their jealousy was long forgotten.
他们的爱，他们的喜乐，他们的恨呢，都会被遗忘。
So the Bible continues says that if there's anything that you still can do, you shall do it with your might.
所以当圣经告诉我们，当我们还有什么事情能够做的，我们就要用心去做。
Even though you caught nothing, you still need to use your might to wash the net.
就算我们抓不到什么，我们还是要用我们的心去洗这网。
Because it says that when you go to grave, there is no work, there is no plan, there is no knowledge, there is no wisdom.
因为当我们到坟墓之后呢，那里就没有工作，没有计划，没有智慧，没有知识。
That's why when we are alive, we shall continue working.
所以当我们还活着的时候，我们要继续的工作。
Especially the Lord promised those who trust in Him, God will bless them.
神也应许我们呢，当我们相信他的话，神会祝福我们。
Please turn to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 7.
我们看到耶利米书第十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 7 and verse 8.
耶利米书第七章第七跟第八节。
Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and verse 8.
耶利米书第十七章第七跟第八节。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. Verse 8.
第八节。
For he shall be like a tree planted by the water, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruits. The Bible here says that blessed is the man who continue trust in the Lord.
在这里讲到依靠神的人呢，有福了。
He trusts his hope in the Lord.
他相信他的，将他的希望寄给神。
There will be no fear even though the heat was there.
就算是有炎热来，他也不怕。
There will be no anxious in the season of drought.
在干旱的时候呢，他也不会挂虑。
Because they still have hope.
因为他们还有希望。
God is like water will always flow into their heart.
神就像水呢，也会一直的流到他的心中。
Therefore, they will continue their effort, no matter.Even though they saw that the boat was empty in front of them.
就是虽然他们看到的在他们眼前的是两艘空的船。
Yesterday we just concluded our SSC.
昨天我们才刚结束学生联会。
There was a testimony section yesterday.
昨天有一段见证会。
Our sister testified that her family went through bankruptcy this year.
有位姐妹见证了她他们。他们家庭呢，今年经过了破产。
We can see even they lost their house, in a very good neighborhood.
虽然他们在他们失去他们的房子。
And suddenly there was no support for two children to go to college.
然后突然的他们没有办法支持两个孩
So the two children got to.Work, take many a part-time job.
然后这两个孩子呢，他们必须要去做许多工作。
The children feel like even though they trust in the Lord, but sometimes they also might lose the faith.
虽然他们相信神，但是有时候还是会感觉失去了信心。
If the resources, the money is there, they will feel much more secure.
如果这个他们这钱在那里的话，他们就会感到更多的安心。
But no matter what, they continue trusting in the Lord.
但是不管怎么样，他们还是一直的信靠神。
Continue working, yeah.
继续的工作。
Really, a lot of time, life is not as smooth as we might think.
有时候，生命并不是我们想象那么顺利。
Disasters might happen.
困难会发生。
But we should not give up.
但是我们不要放弃。
Many kids like to play basketball.
许多的小孩子喜欢打篮球。
I asked them, do you know that Michael Jordan, even do not make it in a high school basketball team tryout?
你们知不知道 Michael Jordan 他在高中的时候甚至没有达到进入学校的校队。
I think at that time he was the second sophomore in high school year.
我记得他那时候是在高中第二年。
He was five feet seven inches, yeah.
那时候他是五尺
七
寸。
You know, he said he looked at the selected name list, yeah. Keep looking at, hoping that his name will show up, but still did not show up.
他那时候一直看着这个名单呢，希望他的名字能够在上面。
He cried after seeing it.
他看了之后，他哭了。
After he told his mother, he also cried.
当他告诉他的母亲，他母亲也哭了。
As he caught nothing, the two boats was empty.
因为他什么都没有抓到，那两艘船还是空的。
But he did not give up.
但是他并没有放弃。
He continued practicing.
他继续的练习。
He says, "Thank God, in that one year, right, he shot it from two feet seven inches to 6 feet 2 inches." He grew up.
所以他在那一年呢，他长高到了六尺二寸。
Therefore, he was elected later on.
之后呢，就被选上了。
Can you imagine that he did not continue washing the net, continue cutting for himself? Later on, he might just give up, and he will never see one of the best basketball player in the history.
如果他当时就放弃的话。我们现在就看不到，我们之后就看不到，在历史上，很有名的篮球运动员。
So even boats was empty, people are still washing the nets.
所以虽然船是空的，人还是继续的希望。
Let's continue reading.
我们继续看下去。
Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章。
From verse 2 to 3.
第二跟第三节。
And so two boats standing by the lake, But the fishermen had come from them and was washing their nets. 3.
第三节,
then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. This is another very beautiful picture to me.
在这里呢，是另外一幅非常对我来说非常美的景象。
Can you imagine that, you know, the Jesus was on a blue, a light blue water, because it was a shallow place.
让我们想象,
not far away from the shore.
耶稣在，就在这个船上，是在一个浅蓝色的湖上。
Peter was beside Jesus.
彼得在耶稣的身边。
The wind was blowing from the ocean to the land.
风从湖上吹到地上。
So Jesus' voice came projected to the audience.
所以耶稣的声音传到众人的耳中。
And on the back, many people were sitting over there.
然后在岸上，许多人坐在岸上。
Maybe you can imagine, or even some sit at the other boat.
或许我们可以想象，其他有的甚至有的人坐在船上。
Then everybody was drawing when they listened to Jesus Christ because they are so attentive to listen to Jesus Christ.
然后每个人都很专心的在听耶稣来讲道。
Again, very beautiful picture.
非常美的景象。
First of all, what brought my attention is that Jesus saw the two empty boats first. In verse 2, yeah.
所以让我想到就是第一点就是，在第二节。 耶稣先看到的两艘船,
you see, a lot of time when we are in difficulties, nobody truly can see it.
有时候在我们困难的时候，并没有人真的能够看到。
Even they see it, they don't understand it.
就算他们看到，他们也不能了解。
They don't know our needs.
他们不知道我们需要的是什么。
Jesus knew Peter's need.
耶稣知道彼得的需要。
Therefore, by borrowing Jesus' boats, he wanted to bless by borrowing Peter's boat, he wanted to bless Peter later on.
因为所以他就要借着彼得的船呢，然后之后来祝福彼得。
So no, if no one in the whole world can understand your problem, can see your problem, we still have faith that Jesus is able to see your problem to understand your problem.
所以就算全世界没有人能够了解知道你的困难，我们还是有希望的，因为神。 耶稣，他知道了解我们的困难。
See, I think I testified to you concerning a testimony spoken by one of our elders.
我记得我跟各位分享过一位长老的见证。
He said that in the early days there was a brother immigrant from Taiwan to the United States.
在早期有一位弟兄从台湾移民到美国。
He gave a lot of money to his friends, maybe his friends to help him to, you know, to invest in some business.
他将很大一笔钱给了他的朋友。 让他的朋友来帮他投资,
but the friend tricked him and swallowed all the money, took away all the money.
但是他的朋友呢，却骗了他，将他的钱占为己有。
Our brother has a wife, have children, and they just immigrated to the United States, and he didn't know what to do. He just prayed in tears in the chapel of Garden Grove Church at that time.
所以这位弟兄呢，他有家庭，他才刚移民到美国，所以他不知道该怎么做。 所以他只能在教会来祷告。
He cried and cried, and suddenly saw Jesus appear to him.
他哭着祷告，突然呢，他看到耶稣向他显现。
And Jesus told him, "I know." Just two sentences, "I know."
但是耶稣只短短的告诉他说，我知道。
Really, it really touched his heart.
所以的确，这是非常感动到他的心。
Comfort his understanding.
安慰他的心。
So brother and sister, today Jesus see our empty two boats.
所以今天呢，耶稣看到我们的两艘空的船。
And can you imagine that if these two boats is not empty, is there a chance that Jesus might use these two boats?
如果我们想想看，如果这两艘船不是空的。 耶稣会用来用这两艘船吗？
A lot of time, God allow us to be emptied, to have nothing, so that we can experience God again.
有时候神会让我们成为空的，让我们能够再来一次的来感受神。
You see, in the book of Gospels, there was a rich young man came to Jesus.
在圣经中有一位年轻的人呢来见耶稣。
He fell down himself to Jesus.
他向耶稣跪下。
And he said, "Master, can you tell me that how can I enter into eternal kingdom?"
他向耶稣问说，夫子，我怎么能够进入永生呢？
Jesus answered that you need to keep commandments.
耶稣回答说，你要遵守诫命。
He answered to Jesus, "I already keep Ten Commandments since I was young."
这位年轻人就跟耶稣说，我从小就遵守诫命。
Jesus looked at him and loved him.
耶稣看着他也爱他。
Therefore told him, then, you know, you shall follow me.
然后就跟他说，然后你要来跟随我。
This young man, he has two boats full of fish. He has too much loaded in his life.
但这位年轻人他有满满的两艘船的鱼，他的生活非常丰富。
Therefore, he was so reluctant to follow Jesus.
所以他并不想要来放弃这些来跟随耶稣。
You know, Luke chapter 5 is not the first time for Peter to see Jesus.
在路加福音第五章并不是彼得第一次看到耶稣。
Actually, Jesus already tried to call Peter in John chapter 1 when Peter's brother Andrew bring Jesus to Peter.
在之前呢，在约翰福音第一章记载着，在之前耶稣就想要招彼得当安德烈带彼得。
Maybe at that time Peter was busy with his fish. Maybe, yeah.
或许那时候彼得是应该可能在忙着他的。
Maybe he was loaded at that time.
或许他当时非常的丰富。
Even Peter, Jesus told Peter, your name shall be Cephas, shall be Cepha, shall you shall be a rock, you shall be a pillar.
虽然甚至当时耶稣跟他说，你的名字要叫基法，要成为磐石。
He have no reaction at all.
他当时什么都反应都没有。
Only his boat was empty right now. Then at that time.
当时当他的船是空的。
Jesus was able to use his boat.
耶稣才能够来用他的船。
So brother and sister, maybe today our two boats was empty.
或许弟兄姐妹，现在我们的船是空的。
It may not be a bad thing.
或许这不是一件坏事。
See, when did God started to train and use Moses?
神是什么时候开始训练摩西的呢？
After 40 years in Egypt, Moses learned everything as if he was loaded, as if he had two boats loaded with fish.
摩西在埃及的四十年，他学到的所有事情就好像他有两艘满满的船。
At that time he tried to use his own way to serve the Lord.
他当时想要用自己的方法来服侍神。
He killed Egyptian.
他杀了的埃及人。
Pharaoh wanted to kill him.
法老想要杀他。
He had to run for his life.
他必须要逃跑。
He left all his property.
他丢下他所有
的。His boat was empty.
他的船就空了。
Then God started to train him and use him.
然后神就开始训练他来用他。
May I ask you, when did the Lord started to train and use Paul?
神是什么时候开始训练，然后来用保罗呢？
When Paul was first elected, he thought that he was able to preach by himself.
当保罗刚被召的时候，他觉得他可以凭着自己来传福音。
But actually, God did not want to use him immediately.
但是神并不想要马上的用他。
Allow him to be persecuted, so people got to use a basket to make that basket go down from the wall, and he got to run away for his life.
然后他让他能够面临到困难呢，让他必须要逃跑。
Only when he returned to his own town, he had just gone to wildernesses. He have as if he cannot do anything for the Lord. He was emptied. Then.The Lord started to train him and started to use him.
当他能回到他的家乡，当他能够花时间在旷野，让他能够将他自己清空之后，神才来用他。
So you see, Jesus, Peter was beside Jesus, and Jesus was preaching on the boat. It was because that the boat was empty at the first place.
是因为彼得的船是空的，所以耶稣才能够用他的船来。向众人来讲道。
To those who God want to use, those who God love, empty boat is also a way of God's plan.
所以这些神要来用的人呢，空的船是也是一个神要我们做的方法。
Let's turn our eyes at the third picture.
所以我们再看到这第三幅图。
Please read verse 4 to verse 7.
我们看到第四到第七节。
When you stop speaking.He said to Simon, launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a catch. 5. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. Verse 6. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. 7. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. This is, you can imagine that the background right now is dark blue water, yeah? Dark blue color water.
所以我们可以看到这时候他们的身后的水是深蓝色的水。
Because they went into the deep.
因为他们到水深的地方。
And, you know, they catch the fish and the neck almost, is breaking, yeah? But almost breaking, yeah?
他们抓了许多鱼网险些要裂开。
And two boats now come together.
然后两艘船在一起。
Then they were able to fill two boats with fish.
然后他们将鱼都装满了两艘船。
You can see under the sunshine, the fish is reflecting the sunlight.
然后在这阳光之下呢，鱼反射的阳光。
And two boats in the deep ocean, blue color, dark blue color, and slowly heading back to the shore.
然后两艘船在水深的地方呢，慢慢的回到岸边。
This is indeed a very beautiful picture to me.
的确是非常美的一幅图画。
See, God used the boat of Peter, and later on God blessed Peter.
我们看到神用了彼得的船之后，然后来祝福彼得。
God will never use our personal property for nothing.
神不会用我们所有的东西呢，然后不给我们回报。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章。
Let's read from verse 40 to verse 42.
我们看到第四十到四十二节。
Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 to 42.
马太福音第十章第四十到四十二节。
He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. 41.
四十一节。
He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man.Should receive a righteous man's reward. 42. And whoever gives one of this little one only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his rewards. So if anybody receives Jesus, they receive Father, and Father will reward them.
所以任何人接待耶稣，他就是接待了神。
Anybody receive a prophet, he receive Father, and Father will reward them.
任何人接待先知，这神也会给他奖赏赐。
Anyone who receive a little one in the name of prophet, it is that they receive the father, and the father will also reward them.
就算是因为神的名呢，来接待一个小子，神也会因此而赏赐他。
So you know the Lord will not use us stuff in vain.
所以神不会白白的用我们。
Can you recall that in the Old Testament time, there was a widow in Zarephath received Elijah in a famine in time of famine?
当我们记得在旧约的时候，在撒勒法的一位寡妇接待了以利亚。
He only have a little flour and little oil left.
他当时只有一点的面跟油。
He said he want to pick several sticks and cook a bread, then they will eat and they will die.
他当时说他想要捡些柴来做个饼，然后吃了就等着死。
Elijah said, "Make me first a bread."
但是以利亚跟他说先做给我一个饼。
For that maybe more than 1 year, the oil never stopped, the flour never ceased.
之后呢？在那之后的一年多中。这面跟油都没有停。
The sun was dying and dead already, and Elijah resurrected the sun.
他这妇人的儿子呢死了，以利亚也让他复活。
So he received the reward of the prophet. She received.
所以他接受了这个先知呢，所以他也得到了。
Elisha also said there was a woman in Shulamite, knowing that Elisha was walking from Camel to Samaritan town.The distance was very long.
在以利沙也是一样的，有一位苏玛的妇人，她知道以利沙要去撒玛利亚城传道，距离很远。
So therefore, he set up floors, he set a bed, a desk, and a lamp.
所以在他的楼上呢，他为以利沙准备了房间。
And later on, Elisha blessed her with a boy.
之后伊丽莎就祝福他，让他得了一个孩子。
So you can see, indeed, they received the reward of a prophet.
所以的确，我们可以看到接待先知的赏识。
Maybe I share with you, there was a sister from Irvine Church.
或许我有跟各位分享过有位尔湾教会的姐妹。
Her last name is Sue.
她姓苏。
She went to Bowen Park Church to bear testimony.
她到了伯恩教会去做见证。
She said that in her house there was only sisters, no brother. Yeah.
她说在她家中只有姐妹。
And one day, the father entertained a lot of workers to the house because there are certain meetings by her house.
有一天，他的父亲接待了一位工人带到家。
And then, before the worker left, the worker used a pen to write on their blackboard, saying that, "May the Lord bless you, with your wishes, that is to give you a son in the future."
当这位工人要走的时候，在他的他们家的黑板上写着，愿神祝福你，成全你的，的盼望，就是得到一个孩子。
Indeed, one year later, they have a baby.
的确，在一年之后，他们得到了一个儿子。
Another year later, another baby boy.
在一年之后，又得到了一个儿子。
This is a true story. You can hear from my sister Sue. That is elder Yang's daughter-in-law. Yeah.
这是真的故事，可以，这是苏姐妹。
Actually, I hear similar testimony in Taiwan, in mainland China, all over the place.
我在台湾，在中国呢，都听到同样的很相似的。
Really, God will not use your house for nothing.
的确，神不会用你的家不给你。
You just wait and see, huh?
只要等待。
So sometimes we are hoping that you know we have more family that can open for our family service.
所以我希望。我们常希望有更多的家庭可以打开，然后来。
Because you open your family, it is God's church, actually.
因为当我们有家庭聚会，就像是神的
家一样。God is borrowing your boat, and God will reward for fish.
神借了你的船会，然后神会还给你奖。
And that kind of reward is really amazing.
这样的赏识是非常奇妙的。
As if the net was breaking.
就好像这个。
And it was after two boats were sinking.
这两艘船甚至要沉下去。
But they did not sink.
他们没有沉。
They were still able to catch the fish.
他们还是能够抓这些鱼。
I noticed that there was a young boy told me that there was a project from school.
有一位男孩告诉我，他在学校有一个
project, huh? Science project. The teacher wanted them to use metal to make a boat model, yeah?And give them special dimension and tell them that you shall be able to hold with that dimension, you shall be able to hold 27 coins. And the boat will not sink.
他们这个功课呢，就是要用金属做一艘船呢，然后这艘船呢，他们要能够装27个铜板，然后这艘船不会沉。
Actually, it was a homework, a project to them, yeah?
所以这是他们的功课。
Can you imagine that at the 28 coin put on it, the boat will sink immediately?
所以让我们想象，如果当第28个铜板放下去，这个船就沉下去了。
So I'm thinking that if really all two boats were full of fish, almost sinking, yeah? Maybe you add 3, 4, 5 more fish, the boat will sink, really.
所以我在想，如果这两艘船都装满了鱼，如果再放多几条鱼上来的话，可能这船就沉下去。
The God's blessing, just like Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22 says that, verse 22 says, the Lord give riches will not add any worry. Yeah.
就好像在箴言第十章二十六节这里讲到，
神赐给人财物不会加上忧虑啊。Really, I mean, the Lord will give you so much, and then you don't need to worry too much.
神会给你很多，然后你也不需要忧虑。
Because, you know, Peter in this case, yeah, he seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then God bless him the stuff.
在这里，彼得他先求神的国跟神的义，之后神再给他这些赏赐。
And when these things happen, really, sometimes we feel like we are not qualified, we do not worth it, we are not worth it.
有时候像这些事发生的时候，我们会觉得我们并不值得。
Let's turn to chapter 5, continue reading verse. verse 8.
我们看看路加福音第五章，看到第八节。
When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." Really, when we receive God's blessing, we feel, "Ah, man, how come God love us so much? How come this kind of, you know, glory occurs in front of me?" And we feel like, "Wow, God is really Almighty, and we are really not worth of it."
有时候我们得到这样的赏识，就会让我们自己觉得我们并不配，或者是我们怎么能够得到像这么大的一个奖赏。
Suddenly you feel like we are sinners, you know?
突然的感觉到我们就像罪。
Just like Isaiah, he started to serve from Isaiah chapter 1 until chapter 6, he saw the glory of God, he started to say that, oh man, I am a person with unclean lips and live in a person,among the person with unclean lips also.
就好像以赛亚先知他从第一章就开始服侍神，但是一直到第六章他才 在看到神的荣耀之后，他才认为到发现到自己的罪。
And those grace is really amazing to many people.
所以神的恩典是的确给很多人。
Because they never caught fish at daytime and get so many fish at daytime before in their life, I believe.
我相信他们在他们一生中从来没有在白天抓过那么多的鱼。
And the net was not breaking, and the fish was, and the boat was not sinking.
而且这网都没有破，船都没有沉。
Let's read Luke chapter 5, verse 9 and 10.
我们再看到第五章的第九和第十节。
And for he and all who was with him was astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. 10.
十节。
And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee.Who was partners of Simon, with Simon? And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." 11. So they had brought their boats to land, and they forsake all and follow him. Really, those kind of catch amazed many people.
的确，这样子的捕鱼呢，惊奇了很多人。
They found out that Jesus, is not an ordinary, master.
他们发现了耶稣并不是平常的一个老师。
Therefore, Peter said, "Lord," he changed the title of Jesus.
所以他在这里讲到了主啊。
And the grace really amazed, was amazed.
的确，这神的恩典是非常奇妙的。
See, when a person really determined to follow God.
所以当一个人决定要来跟随神。
A man really determined to put God first in their life.
当人先决定要将神放在他们心中
第一位。When a man determined to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness first.
当人决定要先求神的国跟神的义。
Sometimes their life will have great amazement.
所以有时候他们的生命中会有许多的惊奇。
I remember many times I share my story.With RE students.
许多时候我跟长老教育的学员分享我的故事。
How I came to the United States in 1985.
我怎么在1985年来到美国。
I landed in Louisiana.
我在路易斯安那。
I was lonely, I was weak in faith because there was no true Jesus church over there.
我很孤单，我也我的信心也很弱，因为在那里没有真耶稣教会。
Then I determined to go to a place where there was true Jesus church.
所以我决定要去到一个地方有真耶稣教会。
Even though at that time I will sacrifice 1 year's school study.
虽然那时候我放弃了一年的学校。
It was a great waste to a poor person at that time.
在对我来说，这是一个很大的，看起来像一个。
But because I need church, I need to worship God.
但是我知道我需要神，我需要教会。
Therefore, I decided to go to New York in year 1986.
所以我在1986年决定去到纽约。
Since year 1996, I find a lot of amazement occurs in my life.
所以从那一年之后，我在我生命中发现了许多的惊奇。
Later on, I did not need to pay rent for my room.
之后我不需要付我的房租。
Later on, I buy my first car with $1.
之后我用1块钱买了我的第一部车。
Later on, I did not send out any resumes to get my first professional job without a green card.
然后之后我不用寄很多的履历表去。
Not even one resume.
我不用寄任何的履历表去得到我的第一份工作。
And before that, as a master degree student pursuer, I even have a TA job to do.
然后甚至我在读硕士的学位，然后我还有这个
teaching assistant job.
这个助教的。
Meaning that I didn't have to pay my tuition fee.
我能够做这个助教的工作，这也表示我不用付。
If I share the story to any other people.
如果我将这个故事告诉许多的人。
And many people will open their mouth wide and say, "Wow, never heard of this kind of story."
许多人都会像张开了嘴啊，感觉很惊奇，从来没有听过这样的。
Just like many people was amazed by the two catch of the boat.
就像许多人。也很惊奇，这两艘满满的。
And because of the amazement, make them and actually also make me to follow Jesus.
所以这样的惊奇让他们也同样让我来跟随耶稣。
Because they know that they did not leave their blessing, but they already follow a miracle performer already.
因为他们知道他们并不是离开了他们的祝福，而是他们已经去跟随了这个。能够展现这神迹的人。
You see, these two boats also later on came to the shore and maybe curved by the lake again.
就是这两艘船可能之后又回到了岸边，同样的又停在了岸边。
Same two boats landing on the shore.
同样的两艘船，同样的弯在这湖边。
But man is already different man.
但是人也是已经不同了。
They knew there was a magic worker, which is a savior, which is the Messiah.
他们知道这里有一位弥赛亚，有一位能够行神迹的人。
Their life was totally changed and transformed.
他们的生命已经完全的改变了。
Two boats curve at the lake.
两艘船弯在湖边。
Give me three pictures.
这样给我了三幅图案。
Maybe hopefully next time when you read the story.
希望下一次当你在看到这故事的时候。
The pictures also can appear in your heart.
同样的图片呢，能够在你心中在。
First picture, even though the boat was empty, curved at the lake, people are still washing their nets for next time.
第一个图片就像两艘船停在岸边是空的人还是在继续的在洗网。
We shall never give up our hope.
我们不能我们不要放弃我们的希望。
When we are emptied, then the Lord sitting on our boat to use us to evangelize.
当我们空的时候，耶稣坐在船上用我们然后来传福音。
Empty us is a way for us to experience God.
首先将我们清空是让我们能够感受到神的一个方法。
Then we experience God is a magic worker.
然后之后我们会体验到神是神的神迹。
God's grace is sufficient and beyond our imagination.
神给我们的恩典是超乎我们能够想象的。
May the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
I sing him.
我们唱诗。
515。
515首。Thank you.
This is the year end.
感谢神，这是年末。
Last Sabbath of this year.
在今年的最后一个安息日。
There are many precious memories that we had in this year.
在过去一年，我们有许多珍贵的回忆。
Sometimes maybe the Lord bless us with two bowls of fish.
有时候神给我们祝福我们，让我们有满满的两勺。
Sometimes the Lord allow us to catch nothing.
有时候神会让我们抓不到什么。
No matter what, they are all the wonderful will hidden behind. God's will is behind it.
所以不管怎么样，都有神美好的旨意。
We shall continue to praise and give thanks to God.
所以我们要继续的来向神祷告，感谢神。
Sometimes bad times could be a wonderful memory too.
有时候我们困难的时候，也是一个很美好的回忆。
Because in bad time, we can see how the Lord cherish our persistence to love the Lord.
我们在困难的时候可以看到神如何的珍惜我们这个持续爱主的心。
May the Lord allow us to utilize this prayer to give thanks to the Lord.
所以愿神让我们能够有这个机会在这里向神祷告，感谢神。
May the Lord also guide a new year 2007.
也愿神继续带领我们新的一年2007年。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
让我们一起跪下来。
Anybody like to receive laying your hand, please feel free to come to the front.
想要接受安息的，请可以到前面来祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, make some announcements.
奉主的圣名做一些报告。
I'd like to thank God for His guidance throughout the past week.
感谢神的带领，让我们平安度过一个礼拜。
And as we know, this is the last Sabbath of the year.
我们知道这，今天是，今年的最后一个安息日。
So we also like to thank God for all of His blessings and providence throughout this past year.
所以我们要感谢神的带领，我们度过这一年。
And we continue to ask God to help us in the coming year.
也继续求神带领，让我们能够面对新的一年。
And we thank God for the wonderful message that we have heard this morning.
也感谢神，今天早上我们听到这美好的讲见证。
For the announcements weekend, the USGA Standing Committee will be meeting here in Canoga Park Church.
下个礼拜，美国总会的常务委员会会在这里开会。
And as part of their program on Saturday afternoon after the service, we will have a town hall meeting.
在下一个礼拜的下午的聚会之后，我们会教会的 town hall meeting.
And as town hall meeting, the USGA committee members will give a report to our church.
所以在这个会议中呢，我们这个总会会对我们教会做一个报告。
And it's also a chance for our church members to ask the many questions that we have.
也是我们信徒聚会呢，能够问我们所有的问题。
So the town hall meeting will take place Saturday, starting around 2:30.
所以这个会议大概会从星期六的下午2:30开始。
And the week after that, January 13th, it is our spiritual cultivation seminar.
1月13号是我们的灵修会。
And it will start 9 o'clock in the morning and at 6.
会从早上9点开始到下午的6点。
And we will have Holy Communion.
我们会有圣餐礼。
So please prepare your heart and try to be here.
请各位准备心，然后能够尽量来参加。
Brother Kevin Wang, to thank our church for all the love and care that we have shown to him and his new family. He has provided some, I guess, wedding candies for our church.
Kevin Wang 弟兄呢，感谢我们，谢谢我们教会的，对他跟他新的家庭的的支持，我们准备了一些结婚的糖果。
And our Monday night service will be here at church.
星期晚上家人就会在会堂。
And we will be studying John chapter 7.
我们会查考约翰福音第七章。
And that's actually New Year's Day, so hopefully more people can come.
那是新年的第一天，所以希望更多人能够来。
Close the announcements.
报告到这里。
I ask Brother Paulo to say grace for us.
请 Paulo 来做谢饭。
Please rise.
请站立。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I say grace.
奉主圣名做谢饭。
Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful wedding.
感谢神给我们美好的天气。
Thank you, Lord, for the person one, for the teaching.
感谢神的带领，让环传道能够给我们美好的教导。
That we can put this into the practice.
然后让我们能够将这些放在生活中。
Bless brother and sister who prepared this meal.
也愿你纪念弟兄姐妹我们准备。午餐的弟兄姐妹。
May all the glory be unto you.
愿一切荣耀都归于你。
Amen.